Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Ruth King back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know when it comes to entrepreneurship. She's the CEO and the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com, which is an online television network where you can find lots and lots of small business stuff there. A lot of smart people and a lot of outstanding perspectives. She's also the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People. And she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It's always a pleasure, Ruth. Before we get into some of your questions, I wanted to run my idea by you that I mentioned earlier in the previous part of the hour about 2009. You know, we don't want to wish our lives away, and especially when you get to be my age, you want to hang on to every day you can. But the thing is that I won't be sorry to see 2009 go, and I hope frankly, because it's, I think 2009, I've been calling it a throwaway year, meaning it was a year that's going to transition us from the old way of business to the new way of business. What do you think?
I agree. I'd rather not call it a throwaway year. I think your idea of transition year is better. It's positive.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, you're right. The only reason I said that is because I don't think that there were. I'm not sure what we're going to learn this year that will help us next year. I mean, I think we're going to be entering such a new era that 2009 was mostly about recovery and not about moving forward, and that's the point I was making.
Yeah, it was also about really finding out who your customers are and why they buy, and those are some of the parts of some of the questions.
And why they care about you,
mm-hmm.
or not.
Yeah.
Right? So let's talk about these. You've got five questions you think we should be asking ourselves before we begin 2010, and now would be a good time to do that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
So what's the first one?
The first one is, do you fail well?
That's important, isn't it, failure?
Yeah. This year proved that was an important question.
You think a lot of people would think it would be odd for you and me to talk about failure as if it were something that was desirable, but do you think that would seem odd to a lot of people?
Well, they don't particularly look at it as failure. They just quit. And if you quit, you've got to be able to, as the hard times come, as they did this year, look at it and go, you've got a block in front of you, you've got to go around it, go under it, go through it, whatever. If something doesn't work, you've got to retrench, regroup, and try something else and be incredibly persistent. And persistence is what will get you through years like this.
I still love and I think it's a paraphrase of something Edison said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, if I'll tell you one thing, Ruth, and you know this, you're a walking, talking example of this, and I am too. If you can't get comfortable with failure, you will not be successful in small business.
No, not at all.
It's not that you want it to happen, but when you and I are talking about failure, we're not talking thermonuclear meltdown. We're talking things that just didn't work.
Yep, things don't work, and the thing is, what did you learn from it? What won't you do again? I mean, that's what the ugly truth about small business books, the books are all about. It's like, don't do what we did. Learn from it so that you don't make our mistakes.
Well, I used to tell my kids, make your mistakes. Don't make my mistakes. You know, there are plenty of mistakes left to be made out there. Sure. You're going to make your own, but when I would talk to them about things that I did wrong, I'd say, I want you to make your mistakes. I don't want you to make mine and yours, because you're going to make yours, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, learn from them.
So one of the ways I've tried to describe failure, Ruth, is failure is the harness mate of success. They're side by side in the harness.
Mm-hmm. It's yin and yang.
That's
the Chinese version.
Thank you. That's excellent. That's exactly right. So, folks, get comfortable with it. But now here's the rest of the story, Ruth. Make one of my mentors said this to me one time. He said, make lots of decisions. Don't be afraid to make decisions. Make lots of decisions, but make little bitty decisions. That way, when you if you make one of your decisions wrong, it's a little bitty mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bitty failure. And I think that's the key. I think some people, especially when they start out, are afraid to make decisions, and so it winds up building up to something that's catastrophic. They have to make it because they're about to fall off the edge. Mm-hmm. And then if that's wrong, then they do have a meltdown.
Yep.
What's another thing to ask?
The next question is, why do your customers buy from you?
Yeah. Why do they care about you? Why should they even? Why would they even come back? How do you find that out?
Ask them.
It's not complicated, is it? Like, no. This really isn't complicated. You just ask the customer what they want.
Yeah, and say, you know, if you have customers that have been with you for a while, and say, you know, you've been a customer for a really long time, and we really appreciate it. The first time you bought from us, why did you buy from us?
Mm-hmm. Or more importantly, why did you do it the second time?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we have such a hard time having that kind of dialogue with customers?
I don't know.
Afraid of what they say?
I'd rather know it.
I know, but I think a lot of us are afraid to ask, for fear that they'll think, well, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but now that I think about it, I don't know why I'm not going to do business with you. You're reminding them. I mean, I think some people are that fragile with their relationships.
Yeah, I taught an SBA class this year, and one of the homework assignments was to go and talk to your customers. And the stories that came back from the people who were in class were incredible.
Wow.
It's just, go do it. Now, they had an excuse. They were saying, I'm taking this SBA class, and one of my assignments is for us to go out and talk to our customers. Can I have, 15 minutes of your time? So that was their excuse. But
Right. They
absolutely got so much out of it and refocused the way they did their businesses in a couple of instances.
Well, and here's another thing. One of the problems with asking customers is proximity. And the more you grow, the more the people who need to know that information are getting farther away from the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They can still pick up the phone.
But they're hiring employees. What I'm saying is they're hiring employees and to be there to go out and sell for them and to get between them and the customer. And so I think it makes people feel more awkward if you haven't talked to the customer lately and now all of a sudden you're asking them this question. But you got to get over that, don't you?
Yeah. There was, and I can't remember who it was, but there was one Fortune 500 company where the top senior level managers each got 5 customers a week that they had to talk to.
I like that. And every small business should be doing that too. Quick break, 20 after. Ruth King is our guest. Her book is called The Ugly Truth About Managing People. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Check out what we got going on there on Twitter. Ruth King is with us. She's our good friend. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. If you want to see small business dancing across your computer screen, the outstanding videos she produces with all the great people that she interviews on her show and on the different programs you have there, Ruth, they're outstanding. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, there's programs for sales and marketing, for finances, for HR, for just about everything you could need in answering questions about small business from the experts who've actually done it rather than sit in the classroom and taught it.
Yeah, these are rubber meet the road kind of folks.
Yep.
And it's ProfitabilityChannel.com.
That's right.
And the books are, can they find the books there too?
Yes, they can. The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People. You can also go to those websites of the same name.
All right, so check those out, folks. Ruth, we're talking about 5 questions to ask yourself before the 2010. I threw out one at the beginning of the hour, and I think you may have heard it, and that was, and I've been asking this question whenever I've gotten in front of small business groups this year. I've said, okay, What are the, you know, everybody agrees they don't like what happened in 2008 and 2009. We're not happy with this year. Even if we're hanging in there, we still don't like it. But then I said to them this, have you learned something this year that will help you in the future immensely, but you wouldn't have learned that had we not had this these circumstances? And many, many of them raised their hands.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So maybe that's the question. You know, let's don't waste this crisis, right, Ruth?
Yep.
Let's stop for a moment and say, okay, is there one little blessing in all this? What do you think?
There's always blessings in things that happen.
Yeah.
You always have to learn from all of your experiences, both positive and negative.
Yeah. If nothing else, maybe you learned how to live through an event like this. And folks, these cycles are going to happen again, aren't they, Ruth?
Oh, I've been writing a newsletter for a group since 1999, and our 10th year anniversary was this past June, so I went back through some of my old columns, and
yeah.
I did was copy one that I wrote in 2000. I literally did. I said,
yeah.
We are cyclical. Here's what I wrote in 2000,
yeah.
And I just literally cut and pasted it.
Right. All right, so talk to us about some of your other questions to ask.
I'm going to put number three and number four together. So number three is, where do they find out about the products that from your company or from companies like yours? So, you know, where do they get their information
your customers,
from?
We're talking.
Your customers. And then once you know the answer to that one and, you know, why your customers buy from you, the critical question to ask is, how much are you going to invest in marketing in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Because we found that the companies who continued marketing, who continued advertising, are doing okay. Those that didn't and, you know, pulled the blanket up over their head and said, I'm not coming out until the recession is over, so to speak, they're hurting.
Every time a customer, especially a new customer, makes contact with you, somebody in that organization should be asking and recording what the customer said about how they found you.
That's right.
And when every little teeny tiny business out there, every dry cleaners, every pizza shop, every contracting company, you should ask your customers. And customers, most of them will remember, and they don't mind telling you, do they?
No, it's like, how did you happen to call us?
Yeah. How did you find? You could just say, "How did you find us?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear about us?
Yeah.
Did you?" And if they say, "What do you mean? Well, did a friend tell you? Did you see our ads? Did you go to Yellow Pages?
Did you see our trucks? I mean,
yeah, exactly. How did you? And yeah, I remember now. And they'll come up with it. But you got to write those things down
and track them.
Track them and give them and get back to get that information back to the person who makes the marketing decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do you need to know. Just because it's good business, but you got to know where to spend the money, don't you?
Right. How about invest the money?
Right. Exactly. That's a good point. And things are evolving, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at where we are now versus where we are 10 years ago.
Right.
Then it's just the web has taken off.
Somebody's going to say, "Oh, I found you on local search."
Yeah.
I typed in dry cleaners in Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found you.
More people will be saying that.
More and more.
More and more.
Which is one of the reasons why you got to have a website.
That's right.
So that you can be indexed and be cataloged and Google or whoever they search on can find you.
Right.
And can give them directions to you even. All right, you got one more question?
One last one. Do you like the people, suppliers, et cetera, who work with you? If not, what are you going to do about it in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only employees, but it's also your joint venture partners, your suppliers, you know, everybody who works with you as a team, inside and out. You know, are you comfortable with the relationships? If you're mm-hmm. not, what are you going to do about them?
What about those that you're worried about? Maybe you're concerned that they're not doing too well and you might need to find an alternative.
Mm-hmm. That's why you look at it.
Yeah. A plan B. When she says, do you like them? You know, it's not whether you like them personally or not. It's whether you like their ability to deliver, to perform.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and maybe this is a good time to be having a meeting with those guys and saying, hey, guys, you know, what can we do for each other in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good plan, don't you?
Absolutely.
Give us that website one more time, Ruth.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
This is the kind of stuff she does all day over there, folks. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Hey, Ruth, let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's just go for it.
There you go. Thanks, Ruth. See you later. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break, stay with me. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.